Daniel Cobb.
Linebacker Daniel Cobb. Daniel, we seem to feel like we talk about this every week with your transfer and getting a new start, but you keep making plays, and does it make you feel better and better every week whenever you are climbing the record board or the stat standings in the nation?
It makes me feel good, yes, but then again, I also know that wouldn't be possible without IK, Jelly, Shaq, Dora, Chuck, the P-Shawn, all those guys up front moving the offensive line and making it easy on me. And I give all the credit to them. I tell them every day, Coach Dammer, his play calling, and Coach Coon is a great coach, so it's not just me.
When you look at that defensive line, how do you compare it to a Big 12 defensive line? You've got a lot of experience with those kinds.
Oh, man. With the best D-line I ever played behind. To be honest, some of those guys up front, they can do everything. That Big Jelly at 300-plus pounds, the way he runs. IK is the strongest defensive lineman I ever been around. As y'all can he throws 300-pound tackles and then go makes a sack. That's crazy. He reminds me of Von Miller, actually. And playing against Von Miller in person and seeing Von Miller, IK and him are the same person in my eyes. Yeah, when I first got in college, the two teams I said I would never want to play, not because I was afraid of them or it would be hard, it was Navy and Army. And it's because of the offenses they run. And it's the whole game is smash mouth football. And if you mess up one time, one little crease, they can go to the house. And it's difficult, but I think our coaches are going to get us ready and we're going to be ready for them. The whole game from the first snap to the end, because I got a lot of respect for those guys. What they do, it's not just about football, and they're going to get their dates and assignments after they graduate to go serve the country. And so I know they're tough. Football is like a break for them. They go out into the field. They go out into the woods for a week during school, and then they get to come take a break and play football. So they love it. They're going to fight the whole game, and you got to be very disciplined.
Dan, you're from a military family yourself, and you obviously answered that last question. You know a lot about Army. Just talk about your background and what it means for you to play Army.
Yes, sir. My dad was in the Army for 25 years. All my uncles are in the Army, and so I moved around a lot as a child. I remember waking up as a little kid, going to run and do PT with my dad and the troops, and wanting to go out and go to camp with them and stay out in the woods and train, but I know a lot about Army. I know the discipline and how they fight, and they're trained to never give up every day, 24/7. And it's just not in them to stop. Even if they're down by 50 points, they're going to keep fighting and running that offense to the tee. So we will have to be prepared and disciplined.
What's it mean for you then, given that fact you've got so much Army in your life, in your family, to play against Army?
I respect Army. Most games, you know, it's a little trash talking every now and then, but I don't think I can trash talk Army. I respect them that much. It's an honor for me to play them because I know after it's not about football. They have to go serve their terms, and they're going to be fighting for our country.
I know you mentioned the Navy Army aspect, smash mouth football and everything, but you think this game suits the defense in the sense that line has been good, linebackers have been good to play against a team that is going to run the ball, where y'all have maybe an advantage with a good defensive line and everything?
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to play to our advantage, but at the same time, the way they run the ball is not like every other team. It's tricky. They arc tight ends, pull tight ends, let people free, and then make us make a decision on the quarterback and back. And if you make the wrong decision, it's a crease there. And so it's going to play to our advantage if we're disciplined. If not, they can crease us all day.
Have you talked with your family about the opportunity to play Army this week? Are they going to come to the game?
Yeah, my dad, uncles are going to be there, my mom, and so it should be a good turnout. I'm excited.
Will they be wearing Army or LaTeX?
LaTeX, of course.
Anything else? All right, thank you.
Appreciate you.